So where did you grow up?
I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. And then what brought you to New York?
I came east to school.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Sarah Lawrence when it was all girls.
Oh, okay. what did you study when you were there?
I majored in political science.
Okay.
But I actually, even though I majored in political science, I had no idea what an election district was when I graduated.
Really?
Yeah. I knew everything there is to know about John Locke, but not that much about on-the-ground politics.
When you were in college, did you know what you wanted to do after? Or, I mean, it was something...
Well, I knew generally. I mean, I knew that my plan was to make the world better, generally. I was very active. This was during the Vietnam War. I was very active in the peace movement.
Okay.
Growing up in St. Louis, I had been active in the civil rights movement. I had initially, when I was getting ready to graduate, I thought that I wanted to go into television journalism. This was before women were in television journalism. This was when Pauline Fredericks was the only, you'd have no idea who that is. She was the only woman, this was in the 60s, she was the only woman correspondent on TV at the time. And so when I was graduating and was trying to get a job in TV, the only job that women could get at that time was secretarial, even if you had a master's in journalism, which I didn't have at that time. So I took a production job in TV for a small medical educational video company. And I took some production courses at NYU at night, actually. But that did not pan out. But then what happened was that this was in the Lindsay administration, which was a very, well, generally in the country was a much more expansive and optimistic time. Kennedy was elected, and I mean, there really were, it was a very, very different time. A friend of mine was working in the mayor's office, Mayor Lindsay's office, and she was leaving her job and called and asked if I wanted it. Because the guy she was working for was looking for, you know, just a general smart person. So I started in Mayor Lindsay's office in 1968.
Wow.
And I worked on the first floor of 51 Chambers Street. How weird is that?
That is pretty weird.
I worked somewhere on this floor, and I don't remember exactly where, which suite of rooms, and the place has been not very redone, but I mean, it's the room configurations are different, but when I found out that this office was going to be in 51 Chambers on the first floor, I thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny. Is there a big difference in government now than there was then? I mean, what are the differences that you've seen?
I think there's much less optimism, much more cynicism. On the part of the public, there's much more distrust of government. Civic dialogue, public conversation, public meetings are much less civil than they were. I mean, I've been in the public sector for my whole career, and just over the years, it's much angrier. The public is much angrier, and especially I think in the last 20 years, I mean, there are tomes written on this. And everybody, there's all kinds of forces at work about why people are angry or more dissatisfied, so on and so forth. But as a person who works in it, I mean, you experience it. Now, in the beginning, it was fresher. It was, of course, I was fresher too.
There's more. People are less civil now than they were in the 60s.
Yeah, I know that's hard to believe. But only some people were uncivil in the 60s. Everybody's uncivil now. I mean, there were the yippies and different sort of self-styled various revolutionary groups. But general public was not as they may have been angry at government or a situation or whatever it was, but it was not as vile.
Interesting.
As it is now. In my experience.
That would make sense, I guess, general public.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
out of the...
I mean, it's become more the coin of the realm. Be abusive and curse and threaten and... I remember I spent 18 years in Pittsburgh, and one of the things that I did in Pittsburgh was I was the director of city planning, and I remember during a public hearing about a group health home, a group home for mentally challenged people in a neighborhood, and it was very heated hearing. And at the end of it, a woman came up to me and grabbed me by the scarf and said, "I know where you live." I don't think, just kind of sticks with you.